You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The Lord be with you this Festival of All Saints. The reading for the gospel reading for today is from the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After this I looked, St. John the Divine writes in his Revelation, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. And they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. On the Festival of All Saints every year, I would very much like to just close my eyes and lose myself in that wonderful description of heaven. On All Saints Sunday, as we remember our dearly departed loved ones, we can't help but think about that time when we too may be one of those robed in white, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, worshiping God day and night in his temple, hungering no more, thirsting no more, guided by the Lamb to springs of the water of life, with God himself wiping away every tear from our eyes. For those of us who still live on this divided, sometimes violent, COVID-infected, pain-filled earth, this Festival of All Saints is a welcome respite because it fills us with hope for the future. Hope that we will be together with our loved ones who have died in the Lord, and hope that in spite of the troubles and tribulations, in spite of our stressful jobs and sometimes conflicted marriages, in spite of stress at home and sometimes riots in our streets, in spite of coronaviruses and shutdowns and this crazy polarized political season, in spite of all that, a day will come when we too will be blessed with eternal life. A day will come when we too will come out of the great ordeal that is life and be whisked away to stand before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, palm branches in our hands. One of the messages that's proclaimed to you and to me this day is that there is hope, that there will be life after death, and that life will be without tears and pain and grief, that life will be truly blessed. That's one of the messages that's proclaimed to you and to me this festival day. And it would be so easy to lose ourselves in that message and to dwell the rest of our days just waiting for that heavenly city, New Jerusalem, to come down out of heaven, to swallow us up and take us out of this world of sin and death. I think I could preach every All Saints Sunday on just that vision of eternal life and never tire of it and never bore you with it, because it's so alluring, that vision of heaven. And we yearn so deeply for the blessing of it. And yet that would be to proclaim only one of the messages that's intended to be preached this festival day. Or rather, that would be to only proclaim part of the message, because together with the hope that comes today for our ultimate future, God also wants to give to us hope today for the present. Because for all our natural inclinations towards that blessed existence in heaven, God tends to turn us back toward our existence on earth. And in that regard, God assures us that there will be blessings here as well. Oh, maybe not the blessings we might want. If we were to describe the blessings we want here and now, they would most likely represent heaven on earth. What we would prefer would be no grief, no pain, no tears. What we would prefer would be no struggle, no persecution, no evil or death in this life. But that sounds very much like heaven as described in Revelation. The reality is that's not what life here is to be like. And Jesus makes that clear in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel reading. The Lord is brutally honest with us as he says, in this life, you will be poor in spirit, downhearted at times. In this life, there will be death and mourning. He says, in this life, you will hunger and thirst for righteousness. You must strive to be merciful. You will struggle to be pure in heart. In this life, the Lord says, you'll be persecuted for righteousness' sake. You'll be reviled and persecuted and accused falsely on my account. But in spite of all that, you will be blessed, Jesus says. Yes, after all this, the Lord says, you will be rewarded. You will be blessed in heaven. But there will be blessings here as well. Mixed in with the suffering and the grief, the pain and the persecution, Jesus says, you will be blessed. When you are downhearted, you'll be blessed. When you're mourning, you will be blessed. When you're hungering and thirsting for righteousness, when you're trying to remain pure and chaste, you will be blessed. When you're being beaten up for your faith, you will be blessed, Jesus says. And we ask, blessed in the midst of all this, Lord, how are we blessed? Well, there are many, many blessings that come in spite of trials and tribulations in life, but on this day, it's St. John who speaks to us in our reading from Revelation, reminding us of the primary way that we are blessed when he says, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, we are God's children now. We could list 100 or 1,000 ways that we experience blessings, but they're simply manifestations of this, that in this life, the Father has shown his love for us by making us his children. And that is what we are now. We don't have to wait for heaven because we are God's beloved children now. We don't have to wait for heaven for God to shelter us and for Jesus to guide us because God loves us now and has adopted us to be his children now. And like any loving father, God is now loving us and leading us and blessing us. So that for all the hope we have for the future in heaven, God gives us also hope for the present, hope for today and tomorrow and next week. Because God loves us now and we are God's children now. And that love and that parenting blesses us. No matter what may come, no matter what happens in life, no matter when death may come, because we are blessed in life and we are blessed in death as God's children. And that truly gives us reason to rejoice and to be glad, to find joy not just in the promise of eternal life, but joy in the living of life from day to day, because we are blessed, beloved children of God, right now. And how are we to live our lives every day as beloved children of God now? As we live in this in-between time, in between birth and death, in between our baptism into Christ Jesus and our resurrection unto eternal life in him, if we continue reading on in 1 John 3, we would hear the call that as the children of God, we are to love one another. John says, we are not to be like Cain who murdered his brother. Because Jesus laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for our brother and sister. John says, little children, let us not love in word or speech only, but in deed and in truth. For this is God the Father's commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. As we remember and give thanks for our beloved dead who have gone on before us, as we remember and give thanks for Martin Luther and all reformers in the church, for Peter and Paul, for John the Divine, all the apostles, saints, and angels, we remember and give thanks most of all that the Father God loves us and sent his Son to live, to die, and be raised for us. And as he loves us, we commit ourselves anew to loving each other and always loving our neighbor in need, that we love not just in word or speech only, but in deed and in truth, that truly, they'll know we are Christians by our love. In a very familiar story, it said that the blessed St. John in old age couldn't walk by himself into his congregation to preach a sermon. So others would carry him to the front of the church, and his simple sermon would be, little children, love one another. Amen. And that was enough. And that is enough for us as well. Little children, this All Saints Sunday, every day of our lives, because God loves us, let us love one another. Let us love one another regardless our political party or political persuasion. Let us love one another regardless of race or ethnic background, country of origin, or economic standing. Let us love one another for Christ's sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have just a couple more minutes and would like to join me in a litany for the Festival of All Saints, Let us pray. Surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, we give thanks for their example and pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Eternal God, make us this day to remember the unseen company of saints. For Mary, Mother of our Lord, and for her husband Joseph, we give thanks, O God. For Saints Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and all your holy angels, we give you thanks, O God. For Saint Peter and the others of the 12, for Saint Mary Magdalene and the women at the tomb, we give you thanks, O God. For Saint Paul and for the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, John, and our namesake, the one I remember most often because of my congregation in Colorado Springs, for St. Luke, we give you thanks, O God. For our great fathers in the faith, for Ignatius of Antioch, for Gregory, Augustine, Benedict, Francis, and Martin Luther, we give you thanks, O God. For all martyrs who by their death gave witness to faith in you, we give you thanks, O God. For all holy men and women, we give you thanks, O God. For the grace to live for Jesus Christ, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, be merciful and save your people. From all evil, Lord, save your people. From every sin, Lord, save your people. From everlasting death, Lord, save your people. By your coming in human flesh, Lord, save your people. By your death and rising to new life, Lord, save your people. By the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, save your people. Be merciful to us, Lord, and hear our prayer. Jesus, Son of the living God, hear our prayer. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Jesus, hear our prayer. Remembering our beloved dead, all those who have died in the Lord, and rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, we commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.